The Czech women's national hockey team saw great success winning the second-tier world championships in Latvia last week and booking a spot in the championship's elite group for the first time ever. The Czech team only reached the second tier last year but stormed through the event, beating Latvia, Kazakhstan, Norway and Austria, and losing only to Japan in their opening game. Martin Loukota is the team's manager.
It was a tough tournament for the team. I would say that the atmosphere in our dressing room was really friendly. The chemistry in the team was quite good. We had a great goalie, but we had also defense hardworking and, of course, snipers.
The Czech women will face the world's best teams in the elite group of the World Championships next year. And manager Martin Loukota hopes they will stay there in the following years, too.
I can't say that next year we will play for medals. Of course, there will be 8 really strong top teams in the world, and we cannot compare with US, Canada, Finland and Sweden regarding to the number of the players, but we will be working hard and hopefully we will be in the top division for the following year.
Staying on the ice, where the Czech Hockey League playoff semi-final series are in full swing. Pardubice on Sunday trashed Liberec 8-1 in the fifth game of the best-of-seven series and are one win away from reaching the finals. Pardubice destroyed the visitors early when they found the back of the net three times within 61 seconds and won the first periods 4-0. In the other semi-final series, the season's dark horse Kometa Brno are also one win away from reaching the finals. But the last step is proving difficult, as Kometa fell to Plzeň 3-2 in Brno on Saturday. Another opportunity for Kometa to reach the finals for the first time comes later on Monday. Moving on to football now. With 7 rounds to go in the top Czech football division, Sparta Prague looked set to maintain a comfortable distance ahead of a pack, including defending champions Plzeň and Liberec. But on Sunday, Sparta suffered total collapse when they lost to outsiders Příbram 2-0 and lost the top spot. Sparta put in a lot of effort in the match but proved highly ineffective, failing to convert some good chances against the outsider, as Sparta midfielder Marek Matějovský noted.
I don't think I've ever played a match like this. We had so many opportunities, and I still can't believe we did not score. We should have turned the game around after we conceded 2 goals, but we just couldn't. We're just making it harder for ourselves.
Meanwhile, Liberec beat Dukla Prague 2-1 on Sunday and moved up to first place, 2 points ahead of Sparta. Title holders Viktoria Plzeň in third place trail Liberec by 9 points, but they can narrow the gap later on Monday if they beat outsiders Ostrava, who are ranked penultimate in the table, just 1 point ahead of Viktoria Žižkov in last place. And finally, in the sport of tennis, Radek Štěpánek with his Indian partner Leander Paes clinched a doubles title at the ATP event in Miami after beating the second-seeded Belarusian-Canadian pair Max Mirny and Daniel Nestor 3-6, 6-1, 10-8 on Saturday. The Miami win was the Indo-Czech duo's second title of the year after winning the Australian Open in January, and it was also the 50th title of the career for Leander Paes. Speaking at the court after the final game, Radek Štěpánek said that given their success, he and his partner might reconsider their plans for the season.
We started really, really well, winning a Grand Slam, winning a Super 9, so maybe I have to look at the schedule, what we've been set, you know, in the beginning of the year, because we set to play only 12 or 13 tournaments, and, you know, so far we are doing fine, and maybe the 13 tournaments would be enough, but we'll see.
Radek Štěpánek's top form will be much needed next weekend when the Czechs face Serbia in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup.